The Senior Bowl is played on Saturday, but the really important days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when the players get to work out for the coaches and scouts. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. Yesterday, we talked a lot about the Jaguars' front office. Today, it's time to talk about the football team. And the big story is how to get Blake Bortles back on track. Well, there are lots of options, obviously, to put more talent around him. But one former Jaguar turned NFL Network draft analyst thinks he knows exactly how to get Bortles where they want him to be.
The main thing that you want to do for Blake is you want to make sure that you surround him with the best team. We've seen how the Atlanta Falcons have been able to go because Matt Ryan on offense is driving a Cadillac. He has everything that's available to him. When you look at the Jaguars, they're close. They have wide receivers and playmakers at all the skill positions. They just kind of need that stud at running back to offset the load. If they can find that guy, he can play a lot better.
Brooks, you may recall, was a key component for the Jaguars on defense and special teams when Tom Coughlin took them through that run in the playoffs in 1996. And he told me he was excited that Tom was back in Jacksonville. Now, he added he didn't like Tom back when they played for him in 1996, but he understands exactly why Tom does what he does, and he has a strong impression of what he may be able to do going forward. Well, from one former Jag to another, and really that's what I like about Senior Bowl week, the chance to catch up with old friends, I ran into Byron Leftwich here in Mobile. Leftwich is now working with quarterbacks in Arizona, working with Carson Palmer, a guy that he was drafted with in the first round. Got a chance to ask him about what he's doing and his memories of Jacksonville.
You know, I took a few years off, was able to just get away from the game as a player, realized I can't do nothing but think about it all day, watch it all day. And so, you know, I had an opportunity. Bruce been trying to get me to do it forever since I left the game, and he gave me an opportunity. I'm just glad I took a look at it and see if I would like it, realized I loved it, and this is my profession now.
Well, that'll wrap up our coverage from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, but stay tuned next week. We've got live coverage from Houston and Super Bowl 51. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.